Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, 45 minutes after 7 o'clock. Beautiful fall day, fourth day of November, sunny and 63 degrees today, James.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
All right. Ready to get the day underway?
No, that doesn't hit me until about 8:20.
Till about 8:20?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 8:20, you're ready to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, let's get you warmed up, shall we, on this fourth day of November. 1842, Abraham Lincoln marries Mary Todd in Springfield, Illinois, on this date. 1862, Dr. Gatling patents the machine gun.
He made a big gun.
Big gun. 1880, the first cash register is patented by James and John Ritty of Dayton, Ohio.
Cool.
1922, Howard Carter discovers the entrance of King Tut's tomb in Egypt on this date. Ooh, Wyoming history here, James. 1924, Nellie T. Ross of Wyoming elected the nation's first female governor. She would serve out the remaining term of her late husband, William B. Ross, on this date. So a little Wyoming history for you there. Back in 1924. 1979, remember this well, the Iran hostage crisis began when Iranian people, mostly students, invaded the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and took 90 hostages, including 53 Americans.
Yeah.
I believe they held them. I believe. I don't know. Don't quote me.
400 and something days.
I thought it was like, was it 400? I thought it was 244 days. Something like that.
I think it was.
It was a long time.
Yeah, 444 days.
Is it 444?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, long time. Today is Candy Day. Hey.
It's weird that that's today.
I know.
We just had the biggest day of the year that
probably
3 days ago.
You think that would have been
4 days,
if anything. October 30th.
Yeah.
Right?
Or 31st.
Day before, you know, because you're probably putting a few of those candy bars down before the Halloween trick-or-treating rush, right?
True.
Yeah? So it could have been Candy Day.
Actually, I mean, we're probably doing it the day before and the day after.
Now, I don't know what this is, but you can look it up, James, but it's Chicken Lady Day. I didn't get a chance to look it up. What Chicken Lady Day means.
Chicken Lady Day.
Yes, Chicken Lady Day. It is also Election Day. Some parts of the country. It is King Tut Day, obviously, because Howard Carter discovered the entrance. It is Use Your Common Sense Day. Wow, there's a thought.
So National Chicken Lady Day is named in honor of Dr. Martina Tina Dupree, a businesswoman and motivational speaker. Dupree's inspiring story and successful business acumen led to a meeting with President George W. Bush. And National Chicken Lady Day is meant to honor Dupree's efforts to raise educational standards in her community.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. Hey.
Not even close to what
Not even close to the name, I would think.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we learned something today, didn't we, James? Mission accomplished on the show. Right? Use Your Common Sense Day. And it's also, James, Easy Bake Oven Day. Oh, I remember the old Easy Bake Oven. My sister was quite proficient at it. I was her guinea pig.
I don't even...
It was a little oven that used a light bulb that you could openly touch that was like 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, it's
which
like a,
just
it's a
amazed
toy.
Me. why they even sold these things with the hazards behind them.
So it's a toy.
It's a way for young people, ladies, men, who wanted to bake. And it was like a toy, but it actually used. And did you know, the light bulb would heat up to like 1,000 degrees, and it was like, you could touch it.
Wait, what? It would heat up? No way it was that hot.
But it was hot. It would burn you.
Kind of like an
Trust me, I know. I had burnt hands on it.
And they gave that to kids, huh?
Yeah, they gave that to kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Hasbro was the company that made it. It was originally manufactured to bake real edible cakes and cookies, which I took part in. My sister used to make me stuff all the time. I never once told her it was bad, except for my one brother did. Even though I tasted something and it was bad, I said it was great. And then she let my older brother taste it, and he said it was terrible. I said, don't listen to him. He doesn't have any taste buds.
So here you go. I'll give you one. I'll give you a little factoid.
Okay.
The Easy Bake Oven used incandescent light bulbs as their heat source. That's because the bulbs are so inefficient that only 5% of the electricity they use produce light. The rest of it, so 95% of the rest of the electricity that was used, produced heat.
I know. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It was inspired by street vendors who baked food under heat lamps.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And it changed, obviously, multiple times over the decades. They still sell them.
Yeah, they do. I just looked them up.
Yeah, they still sell them.
I don't think they do the light bulb anymore, though.
No, I think the light bulb went by the wayside.
Yeah.
Who knows how many injured kids there were on the Easy Bake.
I mean, not to mention, now the Easy Bake Oven doesn't even look like an oven anymore. It's like a... From what I'm looking at here, it looks like a toaster with two sides that you put something inside, but not like on the top, on the sides.
Probably a lot safer than...
That's true, yeah.
Than what the...
That was probably the point.
Right. I just remember... I remember I had brownies. I had a surplus of brownies all the time.
That makes sense.
It's probably why I grew up having such a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Thanks to my sister Lou. Mega Millions tonight, 800 million.
A lot of money.
Go for it. You could buy some Easy Bake ovens with that coin, huh?
True. I mean, you could buy the whole Easy Bake brand.
Right. You might be able to put a down payment down on the company. Smartphone users spend a third of their day using their phones. Survey found that participants within the 18 to 33 age bracket check their phones once every 10 minutes. Do you do that?
Maybe close.
Close.
Give or take.
That's up to 85 times a day, James.
Yeah.
Wow.
My screen, because you can track your screen time. My screen time is...
Oh, that's right. Because I get that little... you get that little report about once a week?
Yep.
Says, you've done this. You know, I never pay attention. Now I'm going to pay attention to it.
I always check mine. I hover at about 7 hours, I think.
7 hours in a week?
A week, yeah.
Wow. That's a whole day.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. 7 hours per day.
7 hours per day?
Yeah. And that's, Bob, I hate to break this to you. That's on the lower side of the spectrum of how large that gets.
Wow.
There are people that have like 15 hours a day per week. Like, it's a lot.
That's crazy.
You'll surprise yourself. I also don't know how accurate it is, but I mean, I'm sure it's basically whenever your phone is on, man, or like not in idle mode or locked.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Put the screen down once in a while.
Easier said than done.
I know it is. So I'm riding my bike. I'm guilty of it too. So I'm riding my bike on the bike path this last weekend, James.
Mm-hmm.
I encounter this family. I'm coming up on this family. Mom and dad, two kids, two young ones. They're all standing by the bike path.
Dangerous game.
And they're all looking at their phone at the same time.
Really dangerous game.
Yeah. I wanted to go.
I don't look at my phone. I'm on the road.
I was like, you know, it's such a beautiful day. Let's just look around.
Yeah.
All right. And then take it in.
My average.
I know what happens. I've done it. Heck yeah.
My average last week was 6 hours, 53 minutes
per day. For the week. Per day?
Per day, yep.
Well, a lot of that you're using for work, too. I know that. But maybe not all of Am I giving you a little leeway there?
The week before was 7 hours, 45 minutes. So
that's a whole day.
That's a whole day.
That's all day. Now you're not on your phone all day. Okay. At least I hope not. I have to keep an eye on you.
I try not to be on it too much, but
I know
a lot. The other thing is too. A lot of it, I use YouTube to fall asleep, so I think it counts that.
Oh, you're kidding me!
So even if I fall asleep and whatever's playing on YouTube is still playing, I think it still counts as screen time.
Really?
So I don't know.
That's true too. Probably could count as screen time. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Monday, Google released the new edition of the Holiday 100, annual gift guide based on the year's biggest Google search.
Yeah.
What do you think's number one?
Ooh.
You should know this, Mr. Podcaster.
That was a hint. Broadcaster.
Podcaster.
Oh.
Well, you are a broadcaster,
like podcasting
too.
Podcasting equipment?
It's like Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, with me?
Yeah.
All right. Then followed by the Ninja Creamy Swirl.
What in God's name is that? Ninja? Oh, that must be like a...
The ice cream maker, okay. I think it is what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Ninja's they're a famous...
It's a brand name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Google Watch. So there's some searches for you.
By the way, the Easy Bake Company is now owned by Hasbro. So
yes.
If you won Powerball...
Probably worth a few billion.
Yeah. You might get a seat at the table... Like the board of directors
right?
table.
Right.
If
you
were to put all $400 million in a Hasbro.
Okay.
But that's probably about it.
All right. Trivia today. You play Scrabble?
No. I can't. No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
You
well, you won't.
Something.
You.
My mom beat me out. Beat that out of me.
Beat you out of?
The, yeah,
beat that out of you?
Beat that because she's so good at Scrabble. It's impossible to.
So you don't play because she's so good.
I'm like, why do I even try to do this?
Oh, okay.
She's just making up words that are real words that I'm like, I've never heard this in my life. And I read all the time.
You do.
And she's like, hey, I'll play this word for 17 points. I'm like, I can't do this.
Okay.
I can't do this.
All right.
Mom, let's get on the game console. Let's see if you have fun playing
that. Okay. All right. There's the challenge is set there. Okay. In the game of Scrabble, the letter K gets how many points?
Oh.
You know, she's upstairs.
I know.
She might know this.
She knows this.
She knows
she's
it?
She's screaming at her radio
Is
right
she
now.
Screaming at it
I
now?
I can tell. Six.
No. No, James. In the game of Scrabble, the letter K gets... Five points.
All the vowels are one or two, I think, or maybe they're all one.
Don't ask me. I've never played it. I've never played that game in my life.
You've never played Scrabble?
I've never played Scrabble. You know me. I don't play games like that. Just don't.
Scrabble's hard. Well, it shouldn't be hard, but for whatever reason, it's hard.
Okay.
All your vocabulary goes out of your ears when you're playing Scrabble. You're like, I don't remember. I don't know any of these words now.
Scrabble was originally called Lexicon.
That's a good name, too.
Dan, that is a good name. And then Crisscross Word. Really? They
That's
went from Lexicon to Crisscross Word? Wow. Okay. James?
Hasbro owns Scrabble, too.
Yeah. You want to double your memory capacity?
Scrabble.
You're talking about sleeping? No. Probably wouldn't help. Wouldn't hurt. By sleeping with an infuser of essential oils.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
That.
Today, 26% of fast food orders are consumed where?
Their car.
Yes.
Yeah. I believe that.
And the abbreviation Xmas. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, that's terrible.
Merry
Xmas,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It'll write down Xmas.
Right.
It's actually considered acceptable since X is the Greek letter chi, the first letter of Christ's name written in Greek. It's been a symbol for Christ since the Middle Ages. Xmas.
Sure.
Wow. So take it as you want. If you want to use it, there you go. If you don't, you don't have to.
If you were to, I'm sorry, I'm like a dog with a bone with this. If
we're
you were
almost
to,
time. Hurry up.
Hasbro, $75.89 a share. If you won $400 million from the lottery, because you lose half of it, you'd have 5.27 million shares of Hasbro. So
okay.
There you go. You probably get a seat at the table for that.
There you go. You can get a seat, James, if you win the lottery tonight. If you want to buy a lottery ticket.
And get on Hasbro's board of directors.
There you go. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Fox News is on the way next, 8 a.m.